With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. The Wyoming Department of Transportation reports heavy traffic in all directions throughout the state. The agency says traffic started picking up in the Cheyenne area around 3 a.m. this morning and continues, even still, as solar eclipse gazers pack up and hit the road. At times, Cheyenne was looking more like Denver, with traffic congestion along Interstate 25. The Colorado Department of Transportation estimates that 34,000 vehicles traveled to Wyoming. The Colorado Department of Transportation says people taking selfies at the Welcome to Wyoming sign contributed to the congestion. It tweeted a photo of the sign and encouraged people to use it instead of stopping for photos. The path of totality, when the moon completely blocked out the sun, was visible from about 70 miles north of Cheyenne. The path moved across the state, starting in Jackson Hole, and passed over Casper, and then exited in the Torrington area. Grand Teton National Park in northwest Wyoming reported thousands of people, but no problems handling the crowd that showed up for the total solar eclipse. Spokeswoman Denise German says there was some traffic congestion, but everyone is getting in and finding a place to park. All backcountry camping permits were claimed in the park ahead of the eclipse. The park is just one of two national parks in the nation that was in the path of the total eclipse. In order to handle the crowd of people, Grand Teton waived its entrance fees for the day. In Billings, people started arriving on campus around 7 a.m. this morning. Montana State University Billings estimates that more than 500 people gathered on campus to watch the eclipse. One of those people was Parker Jones. His favorite thing about the eclipse was
that it went different directions on the sun.
Officials say they handed out 350 solar eclipse glasses that they gave away for free quickly. Science department staff, including Professor Matt Queen in the chemistry department, conducted experiments with kids to entertain them in the lead up to the eclipse.
This is maybe the craziest thing that I've ever seen on the campus of MSU Billings. The community turnout is just unreal. It's fantastic. I don't think that anybody here knew that this was going to happen. It's just all these people have sort of converged to hang out in the shadow of the moon.
Montana Representative Greg Gianforte has lost his bid to avoid being booked, photographed, and fingerprinted for assaulting a reporter the day before he was elected in May. Judge Rick West ordered the Republican to report to the Gallatin County Detention Center to be booked for the assault charge by September 15th. Gianforte was never arrested and booked for the assault against Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs on May 24th. Prosecutors filed the assault charge later that day, and Gianforte pleaded guilty in June. However, his attorneys argued that he should not have to be photographed and fingerprinted because he was never actually arrested. A mugshot would likely be used against Gianforte when he runs for re-election next year. West's order was signed Friday. Officials in North Dakota have arranged for tons of donated hay for drought-impacted ranchers in the Dakotas and Montana. Now, they need truckers to haul it. North Dakota's Agriculture Department, North Dakota State University, and the Michigan-based nonprofit Ag Community Relief earlier this month announced a program to accept hay donations at a site near the Fargo campus. The hay will be distributed through a lottery drawing next month. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring says about 30 semi-trailer loads of hay have been donated. His agency is looking for help hauling it to the Fargo site. There is heavy interest in the hay lottery. The department has received more than 800 applications from ranchers in three states. Some evacuation orders have been lifted on a western Montana wildfire that blew up last week, destroying two homes and eight buildings. However, residents allowed to return are asked to be ready to leave on short notice. The Lolo Peak Fire has burned 49 square miles in the Lolo National Forest southwest of Missoula. More than 1,000 personnel are assigned to the fire, which was started by lightning in mid-July. The fire showed moderate growth Saturday and Sunday. Fire Information Officer Mike Cole says weather today and tomorrow should favor the firefighting effort. A firefighter was injured Saturday when she was hit by a rock and fell down, breaking her collarbone. A camp crew worker also suffered a foot injury Saturday. A federal jury in Las Vegas is deliberating again in the retrial of four men accused of wielding assault weapons against federal agents in a 2014 standoff near the Nevada ranch of anti-government figure Cliven Bundy. Jurors returned to work today after spending a little more than 2 days last week going over 5 weeks of evidence in the case against Idaho defendants Scott Drexler, Eric Parker, Stephen Stewart, and Ricky Lovelian of Montana and Oklahoma. The jury is considering 10 charges, including conspiracy, weapon possession, and assault on a federal officer. The trial is a prelude to another, expected later this year for Bundy, his sons Eamon and Ryan Bundy, and two other defendants. Six other defendants, including two other Bundy sons, are slated for trial next year. Wyoming police are preparing to investigate cattle rustlings after lawmakers decided to cut 3 out of 4 full-time state livestock officer positions. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports the livestock officers are responsible for investigating cases involving livestock theft and animal health violations. Lawmakers voted to cut 3 positions earlier this year. According to the bill, positions will be eliminated starting October 1st. This is YPR News.